Ah, yes, it's Rural War Room Radio's memorial show, and we're so sad. No, not really.
Well, not really sad. Death is a part of life. I mean,
yeah, man,
you know it's a part of it when you sign on, buddy.
Absolutely. So we're celebrating artists who are no longer with us, and we're going to be playing all kinds of stuff. You want to stay tuned? Yes, we have the Elvis interview in Little Rock. We have rare things from the King of Rock and Roll. I know you love that term, Byron.
I'm Byron Werner.
I'm Donovan Seuss.
And we're here with the Rural War Room, bringing you worldwide weird and tonight dead people and songs about death and dying and stuff they're like.
That's very true. You can find us at ruralwarroom.com, just like it sounds.
Let's get back to it.
All right, I hear that.
Tell me, dear, are you lost? the stage in Eastman Slade Park.
Now in the dressing room of Elvis Presley. He's just come off stage. Of course, you know some of the most popular questions that people want to be hearing from him, such as favorite movie stars and things like that. So here we go. Here is Elvis Presley now. Elvis, welcome to Little Rock.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here, sir.
Well, would you tell the folks your favorite movie star and the female sex?
Oh, well, I like a lot of them, but I guess I like Kim Novak.
Kim Novak. What about the male sex, though?
Well, I liked Brando's acting and James Dean and Richard Widmark. Quite a few of them I liked.
I noticed in your write-up in Time magazine that you liked football a little bit. Would you tell the folks something about your football experience or just what position that you like to play best?
Well, I played end for 2 years. I never made real good at it, but I mean, I enjoyed playing.
Well, okay. Now, what about... Well, what about your favorite recording, Elvis, since you've been in the business, your favorite recording?
Well, I guess I would say I was the one. I like the song, especially.
Uh-huh.
But Heartbreak Hotel I would like because it's outsold any of the rest of them.
Well, that's right. I noticed from the Hit Parade magazines and from the record sales throughout the country that Heartbreak Hotel has been right on top for about the past 6 or 7 weeks. Well, would you care to make some comment about Little Rock or something like that?
Well, this makes my third visit here.
Your third visit? Well, what do you think about the people?
Well, it's really wonderful, and especially tonight. I think the crowd is much larger than it's ever been, and the people were more responsive. But every time I've ever come over here, I've had a real nice time and met a lot of real wonderful people.
Well, very good, Elvis. Thank you very much. I'm sure that the guys and gals and the people of Little Rock will be... thrilled to hear that. Well, what are you going to do on your late show tonight? You going to do any deviation from your first show?
No, I'm not. I usually do about the same. I do the songs that I get more requests for, which is the ones I did on the first show.
Okay, Elvis, this is sort of off the cuff, but tell me, how does it feel to be right up there on top? I mean, right with the, well, with the best of them, since you are one of that class. How does it feel?
Well, as I was telling you earlier, it feels pretty good. It all happened so fast, so I don't know. I'm afraid to wake up. Afraid it's all to be a dream, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, folks, that's been Elvis Presley, the star that's been right up on top now for about these past... Well, he's been right up there on top for quite a while now. Before we get away, we'd like to ask you a little bit about your favorite music. What type of music really appeals to you?
I like different types. I like rock and roll and hillbilly, pop. Some classical. I like a different kind of music. I like anything, any kind, if it's good, you know.
Well, speaking of rock and roll, what's your opinion on this rock and roll phase that's going through the country right now?
Rock and roll has been in for about 5 years. And I'm not going to sit here and say that it's going to last because I don't know. But all I can say is that it's good, the people like it, it's selling. I don't mean mine, I mean rock and roll, but... It might change, like years ago when the Charleston was real popular, the vaudeville act, stuff like that. You could have told those people maybe that it was going to die out and they wouldn't have believed you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's dead now, see. And maybe four or five years from now, rock and roll will be dead.
But as far as rock and roll goes, you really like it, huh?
As far far as rock and roll goes, I really like it. I enjoy doing it, and the people have really accepted it great, and it just makes me want to knock myself out to keep giving them something to enjoy.
Well, that's fine, Elvis, and I notice you really do knock yourself out. Say something about your unique style. Where did you get the idea for this?
I just landed upon it accidentally, more or less. I'm a pretty close follower of religious quartets.
Uh-huh.
And they do a lot of rock and river spirituals.
Uh-huh.
And so that's where I got the idea from, is religious quartets.
I see. Well, it's really proving to be a good one for you. I notice the fans really go wild when you start, as the expression goes, cutting loose. What type of girls do you like? I know this is very he likes female girls. Well, that's... Well, I notice the music is just going on. It's almost time for you to go back, Elvis. But before you get away, would you tell us just a little bit about your latest release? I understand you had a little bit of plane trouble and everything. Would you tell us just a little bit about that?
Oh, well, when I started to... I left Amarillo, Texas, going to Nashville to record this, my latest record, I Love You, I Need You, I Want You. Plane overriding and ran out of gas about 6,000 feet up in the air.
Uh-huh. Then what happened?
Oh, the engine just died. Of course, he just happened to get it switched to a spare tank he had.
I see. I understand you had a little difficulty in getting started. How many cuts was that you made on your recording? How many different cuts before they found a perfect one?
Which recording are you speaking of?
Your latest recording, I Need You, I Want You, I Love You.
Oh, I recorded about 8 times, 10.
About 8? I understood it was something about 27. I don't know what... Just 8 or 9 times before you found a perfect cut. Okay, Elvis, and would you make one closing comment, please?
Yes, I sure would. I'd like to tell you that it's a pleasure talking to you, and thank you very much for the spins you're giving me on my records, and thank all the wonderful people that have really, really backed me up.
Okay, Elvis, thank you very
much. I hope I can keep giving them stuff that they like.
Well, Elvis, thank you a lot, and it's been fine talking to you. And, folks, that's been Elvis Presley, the man that's been right up on top for the past, well, for, as I said a moment ago, quite a long while. And it's been a pleasure for me to talk to him, and thank you very, very much.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when day is through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I know proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk that line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk that line. Because you're mine, I walk that line. Because you're mine, I walk that line.
Welcome back. Rural War Room Radio. Wow, that was Gravestone 4 doing Rigor Mortis. And you can find that actually on iTunes under that name, the Gravestone 4, if you spell it out. And it's Las Vegas Grind is the name of that CD. Actually, the background music you're hearing right now, this thing, is also from that CD. It's a whole bunch of 45s that were recorded with the intention of being used as, I think, stripper records, pretty much. They all sound like that. That one just happens to have a gruesome death name, so we had to play that.
Before that, whew, the immortal, well, I guess he turned out not to be immortal physically, but that was Telly Savalas doing I Walk the Line.
Kojak, man.
From the Rhino Records, Golden Throats, number 3, Sweethearts of Rodeo Drive. They're all country, all Bad Celebrity recordings release. And boy, I love that whole series.
Yep. Oh, man, they're okay.
Before that,
we heard Elvis Presley interviewed here in Little Rock, 1952. And, you know, the interviewer just doesn't say his name and never does come up, and it's accredited as an unknown interviewer. Before that, we heard Are You Lonesome Tonight, that really bizarre live version where Elvis just says the line about being bald and then laughs through the entire thing and then finally does my favorite thing. He turns to the woman singing the high, really operatic thing and just goes, sing it, baby. And it's very great.
And we started it off with my good friend Hank Mancini doing Playboy's Theme from the Combo CD release from Mr. Mancini. Love his stuff. Very classy stuff.
And if you'd like to find us online, you can do that at ruralwarroom.com.
I'm Byron Werner.
I'm Donovan Suit.
And we're here every week at this time, Tuesday, 10 o'clock until at least 2 o'clock in the morning, Central Time. That's like Chicago, you know.
You know.
And we're also on the Mighty Electro Web. You can find out all about it at www.ruralwarroom.com. Just like it sounds, it's easier to read than it is to say sometimes for some people. Not for us. It's easy for us
to
say.
Yeah, we finally got used to it.
I got to admit, we had some serious practice time there at the beginning.
We're coming up on 4 years we've been on the air. So that's really, we're really happy to
be
here.
So we ought to be able to toss it off by now.
On the Voice of the People, KABF, 88.3 FM, Little Rock.
100,000 watts of very unusual programming coming at you from the Central Arkansas area.
And let's get back to the Memorial Show.
The Outlook was not a brewery for the Tokyo Nine that day. The score stood 2-4 with but one inning left to play. So when Atsumi died at second and Okada did the same, look very much like a Tokyo gonna brew horror game. But Ohama precede Casey and likewise Hakatakai. But the former couldn't see so good, and the latter was a cockeye. So under that stricken multitude, a deadly siren sat, with a greater chance of a mighty Casey getting to the bat. But Ohama drove a single to the Harabaru of Oru, and then the cockeye Hakatakai, he tore the cover off the Boru. And when the duster had reefed and they saw what had occurred, Hakatakai was at second, and Ohama had thrown into third. And the stadium exploded, no longer like a morgurugurugur. Da, 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 ha, 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 ho, ho, like an English hatudoguru. Oh, joyous hour. Oh, happy day, and exclamations like that. For Casey, oh, mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. There was ease in Casey's manner as he stepped into his place. There was a pride in Casey's bearing and a smile on a kiss's face. And when responding to the shears, he rightly doffed his hat. No stranger in the crowd could doubt it was Casey at the bat. 10,000 eyes were on him as he rubbed his hands with dirt. 5,000 tongues applauded him when he wiped them on his shirt. Dirty boy. Then when the pitcher ground the borer in his hip, defiance glanced in Casey's eye. A sneer curled Casey's lip. And now the red-covered ball came hurtling through the air, and Casey stood a-watching, watching in haughty grandeur. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped. "That ain't my style," said Casey. "Strike one," the umpire said. From the benches black with people, there went up a muffled roar, like the beating of the storm waves on the stern and the distant shore. "Kira him! Kira the umpire!" someone shouted in the stand. And it's a likely they would have a Kira him had not Casey raised his hand. With a smile, mighty Casey said, "Let bygones be bygones." He stirred the terrible hurrabaroo. He made the game go on. He signaled to the pitcher, and once more the ball flew. But Casey, he just let it go, and the umpire said, strike two. "We was robbed," the breacher shouted. "The Reds killed the little pup." But one scornful look from Casey, and the audience, shut up. They saw his face grow stern and cold. They saw his muscles strain. And they knew that Casey wouldn't let the ball go by again. The sneer is gone from Casey's lips. His teeth are clenched in hate. He pounded with a cruel vengeance his bat upon the plate. And now the pitcher holds the ball, and now he lets it go. And now the air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow. Somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. The band is praying somewhere, and somewhere hearts are right. And somewhere men are laughing, and somewhere children are shout. But there is no joy in Tokyo. Mighty Casey has struck out.
Because er hatte Flair, war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol und alles rief, da kann man Rock me Amadeus. Und es war in Wien, no plastic money anymore, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jeder Mann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll und alles ruft noch auf der Captain Rock me up, my dick is coming.
Summer. Over the river and through the woods to grandfather's house we go. Hi, folks. This is Bob, pre-Thanksgiving special for Chrysler on NBC, Friday, November the 20th, Hope. As Chrysler's pre-Thanksgiving giftie on the 20th, we've cooked up, a pretty good comedy show. Here's a sample of the monologue.
The election's history, and Beatty Bird, Linda Bird, and Lucy Bird are back in the nest. Sir, the Johnsons turned out to be homing birds. As Goldwater said when he heard the returns, the whole country's for the birds. It's kind of exciting having a performer elected to the Senate, but I'm sure George Murphy will introduce some good legislation. He's already done something about the smog. He moved out of California.
There's a lot more like that on the 20th of Nov. We have as appetizer Annette Funicello. You remember her. She's the mouseketeer that outgrew Mickey. Here's a sample of how she cuts the cheese.
Just shake your arms like a monkey now. Baby, let yourself go. It's got a beat that's funky now. Just got to swing when I hear that thing. Oh, the good old twist.
And that's just the hors d'oeuvres. And for the soup chorus in our Chrysler pre-Thanksgiving treat, Donald O'Connor beats up a froth with his great dancing and singing like this.
I'm Dan, the tap so heartily, an ocean for each yacht. Raise the tax to minimum with chicken in the pot. I'll integrate the overdog and galvanize the group. Segregate the culture hog and underplow the poop.
Then we do a bit, Wingo and Targo. Donald O'Connor plays Wingo the knife thrower, and guess who's Targo?
Oh, you're beautiful. The way you handle those knives, I bet you could have been a brain surgeon.
Yeah, well, that's about what I wanted to be, but I couldn't act.
And as a special south of the border tidbit, Trini Lopez sets fire to the tube with this. Have a listen.
Granada, tierra ensangrentada, en tardes de toro. Mujer que conserve el embrujo de los ojos moros.
Trini, I want to tell you that was mucho fabuloso.
Thank you, Bob. I didn't know you dug my native language.
Stop kidding. I studied Swedish for years.
How did you like Chapultepec?
Yes, I drank the water.
And that's not all. Stella Stevens, a delectable dish, wings into a funny singing skit, explains movies on airplanes.
I want to welcome you aboard Flight 743. You're gonna have a ball, my friends, and that's a guarantee. My name is Stella Stunning. I'm your sweetheart of the sky. Folks who jet with me say it's the only way to fly. And now for the man you've all been waiting for, the madcap of the airways, the Eddie Rickenbacker of comedy, the only ham ever allowed on Israeli Airlines, our pilot comedian, Buzz Blunder.
Hi, folks. Hi, folks. I just came in from the wing, and the weather's wonderful.
Then we serve up Dr. Kildare, Mr. Dick Chamberlain.
Right here. How about saying a word to your millions of Kildare fans?
Okay. Hi.
That's a house call. We'll mail a bill in the morning.
Well, how about you, Bob? I never hear about you flirting with your leading ladies.
Well, I'm a married man.
Well, that's why you never flirt?
That's why you never hear of it.
And then Dick and I did a Japanese Western.
Okay, squat one, where I find Bonsai Earp.
Have you looked in Yellow Pages?
Ah,
so. You're afraid of Billy the Kamikaze, you coward.
Last man say that to me now pushing up daisies.
Yeah?
Yeah, he gardener in Pasadena.
Well, that about does it. That just about wraps up your Chrysler's pre-Thanksgiving feast for you that you'll be seeing this Friday, November the 20th. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving yourself. We're going to have our usual Thanksgiving dinner. We're going to have all the relatives over. I'm going to let down the drawbridge and get the alligators out of the moat, and we'll have a ball. All the relatives will be there. They'll be there in their usual form with three sets of teeth apiece. They'll eat everything on the table and stare at each other. We'll just have to carry them out. But they'll be just great. Anyway, have a ball. You know, it's a wonderful time of the year. Just think it's about 350 years ago that the pilgrims landed on Chrysler Rock. Well, that's what they told me down at the factory. Anyway, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Now, Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. He just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now, everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. Amos Moses was a boy here, daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippecanoe, Louisiana. Lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife and all. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bait and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Call him Amos Moses.
Yeah.
Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left, called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp, gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can sure get lost in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippecanoe, Louisiana. Lived a cat called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. I'm out of 45 minutes southeast of Tippecanoe, Louisiana.
Oh, Jerry Reed. We miss you, man. I like me some Jerry Reed.
Absolutely.
That was Amos Moses, which was a big hit for him, and I was unaware of that. I thought it was kind of an abstract song, but no, it's really not. And Amos Moses, there you go. Jerry Reed, the late Jerry Reed on the Memorial Show on War Room Radio.
Before that, we heard Bob Hope on an incredibly rare recording I have. That's the Bob Hope and guests doing the Thanksgiving special preview from 1964, right after Lyndon Johnson had been officially elected into office. Before that, well, you know, he got into office in another way. You also heard Trini Lopez, Donald O'Connor, Annette Funicello, and Richard Chamberlain, and Stella Stevens, the wonderful Stella Stevens, all in that wonderful hunk of vaudeville cheese.
Very cheesy. Before that, we heard the late German singer Falco doing Rock Me Amadeus, and that's the German 45 single like mix of that, and that thing was hacked to bits. There's all kinds of radio versions with timelines and stuff, and it's just very weird how that record, they just didn't want you to hear the German. I like that part.
Before that, we started off with the B-side of the very first 45 that I ever bought as a human being, and that was Danny Kaye. That's the flip side of the Dodger song, which, of course, at the time I bought that, that's what I was interested in, the Dodgers. But this was Mighty Casey at the Bat, MYTIKAYSI, Danny Kaye doing his... his lovable Japanese impersonation of Mighty Casey at the Bat, the legendary baseball poem.
Legendary baseball poem. Well, you're listening to the Memorial Show here on KABF 88.3 FM. This is Rural War Room, and that's us. I'm Donovan Suit.
I'm Byron Werner. We're doing songs about death, dying, corpses, graveyards, and also songs by artists who are no longer with us.
True. And if you would like to find us, we're always here Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time for 4 hours, 5 hours, I don't know, longer than you can handle probably.
No. It's not about a dare. It's not about pain.
We're going for 5 hours, though.
So. It's not about pain. It's not about endurance. It's about frame of reference.
It
we
is.
Get into
it
having fun and throwing it back and forth, and sometimes we will try and follow a song up with a similar song, and sometimes we'll just crack it wide open and go to the opposite extreme that you didn't even know was there.
True. And thank you for the calls and stuff, and we're sorry, the Little Rock Elvis interview already happened. It was, at the beginning of the hour. So we try to, a lot of these things we try to do, within the first 2 hours to, but it's not going to happen. We do still have Elton and Betty White coming up. We also have commentary from Shirley Q. Liquor coming on. So you want to stay tuned.
Yeah.
And find
coming
us.
Coming up next is, excuse me, a little bit of Esquivel.
Yeah. This is RuralWarRoom.com. You're listening to Rural War Room Radio, and that was the Cramps doing Mean Machine. And Lux Interior, I was really surprised he passed away earlier this year, man. That's
he and Ivy had been married for over 35 years, I believe.
What was before that?
Before that, we heard Esquivel, as I call him, the E-Man, doing Granada.
All right.
And
that's it, huh?
And coming up next, we're going to have some more Raymond Scott from the Secret Seven. The CD called The Unexpected. You can get that from Basta, as you already know.
And you can find us at ruralwarroom.com.
Here we go.
I'm Pancho of Little Rock. This song is called People Dies Every Day, But No One Seems to Care. People can care less about the headlines of a paper, so-and-so is shot, or there's war in Israel or Beirut. You know, don't seem to be much love about what's happening in this world today, but I think it's important. People dies every day, but who really cares? People dies every day, but who really cares? People dies in the hospitals, people die in the streets, they die in their sleep, they die when they're weak. People dies every day, but who really cares? People dies every day, but who really cares? People dies every day, but who really cares? There's always obituary every day. Before you go, I hope you got love in your soul. People dies every day, but no one seems to care. Yeah, people dies every day, but no one seems to care. No, 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 no.
Women by Betty White.
The veteran cemeteries are all
much into a child and spent endless hours trying to please their men. Voices sweet and mild. Oh, there'll be no monuments left to them who gave so much to the world.
That's Ethel Smith, First Lady of the Oregon, doing, of course, Brazil. Before that,
we heard Elton and Betty White. And that's one of the few recordings that, well, there was one from each. That was Women by Betty, and then People Die Every Day and No One Seems to Care by Elton White. And those are very rare recordings because they're starting to use a drum machine in the background, even if they're not paying attention to it.
Oh, no, it's good.
It's really good.
It's all good.
And Jerry Colburn is operating that drum machine.
And we started off with Raymond Scott doing Waltz of the Diddles from the Secret Seven. The very
Waltz of the Diddles?
D-I-D-D-L-E-S. Waltz of the Diddles. Raymond Scott, The Unexpected. It reminds me of that one weird Joe Meek record. He was also getting into weird. We talked about
the Cramps. I don't know if we did. Before that, we played the Cramps, Mean Machine. Before that,
We started off with Esquivel doing Granada.
And you're listening to the Memorial Show. We're playing a lot of people who are no longer with us, and some songs about not being with us or. Yeah, death.
And we're also playing a lot of songs by people who are dead.
And this is KABF 88.3 FM, Little Rock, Arkansas, in case you didn't know. And we're here every Tuesday night. We start at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time.
And we go till at least 2 in the morning. Sometimes we might even go to 3 in the morning. You never know. It might just seize us to just keep on keeping on.
And so stay tuned. We're going to take care of a little bit of business. Find us at ruralwarroom.com.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.